Bonsoir à tous, bonsoir à toutes. Il est 20h passées de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Une édition de rupture très spéciale ce soir. Nous accueillons dans les studios de Radio Liban le musicien d'électronique autrichien Richard Aigner. Richard Aigner qui est là à Beyrouth pour deux performances. La première de ces deux performances va avoir lieu au Beyrouth Art Center ce mercredi 25 mai. Une performance de Denoising, le projet de Richard dont il va nous parler ce soir. Une deuxième performance de Richard Aigner va avoir lieu le 28 mai, c'est-à-dire samedi prochain, au Art Lounge. Il sera accompagné de plusieurs pointures de la musique électronique internationale et locale. Richard Aigner dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir. On va commencer par un morceau de lui et ensuite nous débuterons cette interview. Will my head fit to her shoes? Will my skin make her a bag? Skin make her a bag. Will my skin make her a bag? Will my claws grace her shoulders as they did one day at yours? Will she smile at us?
I've been with you. At least I have had you for a
Richard Agner dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir pour une interview et performance qui va avoir lieu plus tard durant cette émission. Richard Agner, it's a pleasure to have you with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
You're here with us in Beirut for several days. You're going to be playing twice this week. You're going to be playing on Wednesday, 25th of May at Beirut Art Center, your denoising project, and then later on at the Art Lounge this Saturday on the occasion of the Mata event. Mata is a dubstep duo from England playing with the Acousmatic System on Saturday. You're going to be playing in that event also the denoising project along with local guitar player Sharif Sahnawi. Richard Agner, born in 1983 in Linz, or maybe I should not divulge such personal details. Tell us a bit about yourself. How did you get into music? How did you get into electronic music, and more specifically, into denoising?
Well, I got into music when I was very young. When I was 8 or something, I started playing the drum. When I was very little, my mother used to argue with the teacher, because normally in Austria you can only start lessons with 11. And she said, no, my son wants to. And so I had drum lessons from a very early age. And as I continued with them, I got interested in all kinds of sounds. And I saw first synthesizers, and then I got really into old analog synthesizers from the 80s and started to collecting them. And I moved on. And then somehow this denoising idea happened to me on my long musical journey so far.
You're very much at ease in different styles of music. You're still drumming nowadays. You drum for a variety of other musicians. So you do drums. You also do electronics. You also do more abstract electronics. You're still interested in different and various things. One of the artists that you've drummed with recently is Patrick Wolf. I think someone we often listen to on this.
Yes. I had the chance to play on his record Magic Position, because I was already the intern and he needed some drums, so I just took over the job. And more recently I also played on Flying Lotus' new record Cosmogramma, and also for if you heard of Dimlight, a Swiss producer, he's releasing on Stonefall sub-label now, and I've drummed something for his last EP and also for the upcoming record. So I try to always keep...
You try to keep things diversified and interesting for yourself.
Yeah.
You were telling me a few moments ago, before we came here, that you're also pretty much at ease setting up sound installations in places, not only playing in small concert venues, you're also at ease playing in larger surroundings.
Yeah, that just happened to me because of my denoising project, that I'm doing more sound art-related projects, and that was because a museum in my hometown Linz approached me to do an exhibition there together with a colleague called Karen Fisseldaler. Her artist name is Cherry Sunkist. You might not know her in Beirut, but she's quite known in Austria, and we did a sound art exhibition there that had the topic dealing with the sound of the museum and trying to find hidden sounds, trying to work with the environment there. And I set up my first denoising installation there, and there were like sounds transmitted into the museum from the rooftop and then denoised.
I'd like us to talk about your denoising project and the denoising aspect of what you've been doing in the last couple of years in a few moments.
Yeah.
And how you're going to approach the denoising project in Beirut in particular. Before we do this, I would like you to tell us a bit about the song that we heard at the beginning of the program, which had some lovely vocals on it.
Yeah, that was a remix I did for Clara Molto, a friend of mine from Austria. She's releasing on Infine Records, that's a label by Agoria, who might be better known. And both of us, Clara and me, we collaborate with Mimo. That's a friend of us who is a very talented singer and songwriter and producer also. And Clara needed some remixes for this particular song. So I told her, why don't you ask me? Because it's we know each other really well, and I know the voice really well. And then I took the song really apart in the original. It's like a tech house track. And I just kept the voice and the bassline and everything else.
You applied denoising concepts to
another voice. No, not really.
The
opposite of denoising. Yeah. I put like pianos and double bass and strings on there.
You made it very melodic. We'll talk about denoising in a few seconds. Shall we listen to another track of your choosing right now?
Yeah, the next project, the next track I'm playing, that's a forthcoming Ritornelle album track. And it's called Urban Hardware. We just recorded it a few months ago, and there is also Mimo singing on it. And it's a new version of the track. It's like improvised. We were in the studio and we said, yeah, why don't we just make a very loose version of it that has lots of space. So that will be in the next one. Ritornelle Urban Hardware.
pretending to be a good girl that has never done anything wrong yet. Oh, at all. Not at all. No.
Pour nos auditeurs qui ne sont pas anglophones, Richard Agner est un musicien autrichien qui est avec nous dans les studios de Radio Liban ce soir pour une interview et une performance live en fin d'émission. Richard Agner qui est à Beyrouth pour une semaine de temps, il va jouer deux fois cette semaine, dans un premier temps au Beyrouth Art Center pour une performance, pour un projet qui s'appelle Denoising, dont on va parler dans quelques secondes, et dans un deuxième temps ce samedi le 28 mai au Art Lounge dans le cadre d'un projet Acousmatic System avec le duo de dubstep britannique Mata, ainsi qu'une horde de jeunes DJ et jeunes artistes libanais. Richard Agner, back to you. We listen to a second remix that you've done.
No, that's an original.
That's an original. My bad.
No problem.
Let's talk about the denoising project that you're presenting at Beyrouth Art Center on Wednesday. If I understood well, denoising comes in two different aspects. One of the first aspects is denoising pre-existing material, and the second aspect is denoising found sound and field recordings. Am I correct?
Yeah, field recordings, which are like pre-existing materials too.
Anyway. Is this how you see this project? How did it come about? When did you start being interested in removing the noise elements of a found song
During my studies in Salzburg, I was once having a lesson in audio post-production, which is the production on film sound normally.
Okay.
When you've done it, you have to clean up. For example, if you have a speech recording, you have to clean it up from side sounds, like fans in the background or something like that. And we had the teacher showing us a very, very expensive denoising unit, which costs like, I don't know, $10,000. And he said he hires it for some jobs so he can work it out nicely. And then I thought it might be a very funny idea to denoise noise music, because it's like the antipode of each other. And somehow I kept this idea in my head, and then one day I thought, yeah, I just have to try it out if there is anything interesting coming out, if I denoise noise music. And I was asking myself if I can denoise the noise music, if I can erase it, and what kind of sounds will emerge out of that.
Did you not like noise music in the first place? Is that why you wanted to denoise it? Did you have issues with Merzbau and other practitioners?
No, not really.
No?
I was rather...
You were interested in the sound itself.
Yeah, it was not that I hated noise music. I didn't like it, but I didn't dislike it. I was kind of neutral to it. But it was just more a research question for me, a research in sound somehow.
Yeah, more into the nature of the sound itself and how to take it apart.
I have nothing against noise music at all.
Okay, so no, it was just a...
It's just a respectful... way of dealing with it.
No, it wasn't a loaded question, don't worry. Just a curious question.
No, but it's an important aspect. It's not like out of hatred, so that it's more interest in sound in general.
I know for a fact that noise music comes in different styles and different categories. There's noise music that is more ambient. There is noise music that is more oriented towards white noise. Some musicians who practice the art of sine waves can also be considered noise. Which type of noise music do you gravitate the most easily towards, or do you go for noise music regardless of specificity?
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me at all. I've made this double CD, and I tried to have like this historical overview, like pieces from Luigi Russolo, starting it out with the Interno Rumore, and to go on to Merzbau and Fennes, to newer people, and I also had like Musique Concrète stuff on it. So just to give an overview.
Of the different of styles and categories. Okay.
And that was then a double CD, and then that project was done for me, basically, until now that I'm doing a live denoising of a noise concert.
You're going to be denoising a local noise musician from Tripoli,
yes.
Osman Arabi, I think, on Wednesday,
yes.
at Beirut Art Center. This should be very interesting. Would you like us to put this idea into sound and make our listeners listen to
yes
to an example of noise music and then the denoise?
Yes, we will give a few examples now.
Okay,
so a little overview. So a few conclusions that I came about doing this project. For example, one was that the fuller the noisier the original, the fuller the deletion can be. So we will listen now to Otomo Yoshihide, a famous musician from Japan, and his track DT2.10, a very nice title. And afterwards we will listen to the denoising part. So yep. Now comes the original. Yeah, so that's a pretty harsh original track. And then what we're going to hear next is my denoised version of it, which is very quiet, so you have to listen very closely to it.
I'm going to start fading it in.
Yes.
And it's going to build up little by little, I'm certain. So this is the Richard Eigner denoised version of the Otomo Yoshihide, who is a noise musician from Japan.
Yes, so now have fun with my quiet version. So you hear there are just sine waves emerging out of it, which are artifacts of the processing, and like everything that it was very noisy is kind of gone.
It's completely erased out. Yeah.
But there is still something emerging out of it, which is very important, because if there wasn't anything, one couldn't notice that it's a deletion at all.
Yeah.
So there always have to be remnants of the original for it to work out. So that was another conclusion I had during this project.
When I was reading about this denoising project, I kind of had the impression that this was a weird remix project, but now I understand that it has nothing to do with remixing. It's literally breaking down the composing elements of a track and keeping certain elements and removing entirely some others.
Yes. So there is something new emerging that is kind of between a deletion and the original,
yeah,
or a gray matter, so to speak.
Do you want us to give our listeners another example?
Yes, the next track that we were going to hear is by Fennes, one of my favorite musicians. He's from Vienna, Austria. He's brilliant, and he has this track called "The Stone of Impermanence."
Christian Fennes is originally a guitar player who works with textures and electronics as well.
Yeah, he takes the guitar sound and then processes it a lot with computers. And
yeah.
He makes this very beautiful drones and really interesting sounds. He just made the soundtrack for a movie by Edgar Honnetschläger. It's called On. It's very beautiful too.
Yeah, and he was recently playing in Istanbul next door, and I'm very upset that I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He will come again probably. Yeah, he's busy traveling around all the time. So his approach is more harmonic and more melodic. There is always chords behind and melodies. And then he buries it kind of in a wave of noise. So we will listen to the original at first now, the Stone of Impermanence, Venice.
Okay.
Yeah, you just listened to Venice, the Stone of Impermanence. And next we will listen to my denoised version of it. And there's the next conclusion I had, that if there is a harmonic structure, if there is a melody, it will resist the process. It will be like much softer because all of the overtones are gone because of the denoising process. But there is always a little portion of a melody will always resist.
I'm very curious to listen to what you mean by resist.
Yes, so we will.
So this is the denoised version of, yes, Christian Fennis's Stone of Impermanence.